The rest of the world looks up to America to be the shining beacon of human rights respect and rule of law observance. So it's really a disappointing phase, which we hope the American government will decisively deal with in order to assert its authority globally as a leader in democracy and human rights respect.
Mr. Musarara, what's your take as we look at the events that are unfolding or continuing to unfold in Ferguson, Missouri?
First of all, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Mavinga for a very correct and concise analysis of the situation, and also for him condemning the American government. I hope you go a step further and stop receiving donor funds from such a murderous regime. What we see unfolding in this particular area is a manifestation of a racial legacy or a racial supremacy that has been perpetrated against the black race in that area. If you look at the statistics, it will tell you that 4 in every 10 black men are in prison or are on parole. And that shows that some of the arrests or those who are in incarceration are probably innocent citizens who were subjected to an unjust criminal proceedings and end up unfairly convicted. The hypocrisy is now out.
Mr. Mavinga, what's your take on what Mr. Musarara is pointing out?
Well, you know, what happens when we talk of human rights abuses is that from time to time, there might be incidents like this where people act outside of their authority and commit human rights abuses. Now, the test of America's commitment to human rights respect and observance of the rule of law is how they will react to these incidences in Ferguson. We expect, if America is really the shining beacon of human rights respect and democracy, we expect the government of America to decisively deal with the culprits responsible, hold them accountable, and ensure that justice is served on the victims and the families, which is something that we have not experienced with Zimbabwe. If you look at the major periods of human rights abuses in Zimbabwe, going back to the period of Gukurawundi in the early 80s against the Ndebele people, going up to the violence around elections, the human rights violations around the evictions in 2005, Operation Mrambatsina, to more recent times, the displacement of the people of Chingwizi, the Tokwe Mkhosi flood victims. What we have not seen is a government that follows up and ensures that there is justice.
Mr. Musarara, some would say that what is happening here in the States is a mirror of what happens in some countries. For example, in Zimbabwe, where citizens are unable to freely protest issues that they're facing in regards to human rights. What's your response to that?
You see, it is very suspicious when we hear examples being flaunted by Mr. Mavinga of the post-1980 era. Ms. Mavinga is deliberately and conveniently avoiding to mention the atrocious killings and the genocide committed by the white men in the Nyazonya and Chimoyo, in Morogoro, and other camps in Zambia. Definitely, there's a reason why he doesn't talk about those injustices in those killings. But he would choose, of course, to talk about the Gukurawundi issues and the other, incidents that happened after that. Why? Because he's not objective in his analysis. He's bent to demean the ZANU-PF.
Mr. Mavinga, your response.
I hope you do that. Well, this is the perennial problem of ZANU-PF supporters and ZANU-PF thinking, that their abuses are justified on the basis of abuses taking place elsewhere. There is no justification for any government to abuse its own people and to compare its level of abuses to say, at least we have done this, but why don't you look at what was done by the Smith regime? There is no basis for comparison. We are talking about our own black government, our so-called liberators.
Mr. Msarara, your response on that issue?
Well, look, we have problems with Mr. Mavinga mentioning certain incidents and deliberately leaving others. For instance, we would expect him that the political parties must observe peace, must not be violent. And we are yet to hear him condemning the beatings of Mr. Mangoma and Trudy Stevenson, which were actually perpetrated by his kitchen king in MDC. So those are the issues now that start to say, look, are you being honest with the truth here? What is violence? Does violence only happen from a Zambia of anger only?
Mr. Mavinga, your last point on the issue of Ferguson and the view from the Zimbabwean angle.
Well, the view from the Zimbabwean angle is that any government, including the American government, needs to have strong institutions that can ensure that when such incidents as the Ferguson incident occur, there are mechanisms for redress, there are mechanisms for accountability, and there are mechanisms for justice. And that is part of the human rights framework. In Zimbabwe, we have not experienced this. We will not apportion blame, but we safe to say that systems and mechanisms and institutions in Zimbabwe are too weak and they have not really been used to ensure that there is justice and accountability.
Mr. Msarara, your last point.
Well, we are seeing America domesticating its international terrorism. It has been killing thousands of innocent children and women in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and now we are seeing it bringing that violence back home.